Hi, Jimmy. How are you?
Good, Rosa. How are you?
Thanks a lot for coming and introducing yourself and your educational experience to my students. I think it'd be good if you just tell them a tiny bit about what you've done, and then they can, at the end, they can ask you some questions.
All the courses that I've done here at St. George.
Okay. Yeah.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I hope you enjoy the interview. I've started level 4 with Rosa. Gosh, when? 2006, probably. Yeah, 2006. I'm married. I've got 4 kids. I've done courses here that the canteen ladies and everyone here I go around. They know me. I know the teachers. I talk to the
teachers.
So
you live here? You live at St. George?
Yeah. That's my second home. When I came to enroll again to the course that I'm doing now, my old teacher saw me and she said, "Oh, you're back." I said, "I can't live with my second home." So... yeah, I like it here. I've been doing that for nearly 3 years now.
So can you tell us, what was your first course at St. George?
At St. George? The first course was level 4, English. I'm doing now TPC, which is Territory Preparation Certificate 3, part-time, because it's a lot of work, and I'm doing it part-time. With 4 kids, I find it difficult. We've got tests next week, so that's why I'm a bit worried. I'm doing math and English, which is Laos, because there's different English. There's communication, there's Laos, and I don't know what else.
What's the second one?
There's two Laos. English. Yeah, Laos, which is language Australian something.
So it's like Australian culture?
Oh, no. It's how you reference reviews, essays and things like that.
So it's study skills for English.
For English, yeah.
So how to write an essay, how to write the footnotes, how to present it. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's really nice course. I like it. There's a lot of stuff. Sometimes you can miss out and you have to do your assessment again and give it to the teacher. The math is good. It's really full on. I just finished math class and that's why my head is still spinning. It's full on. It's the independent work. You have to work yourself. And all you can see is papers and trees, maybe. If I show you my book, that's what I said to my husband yesterday. I need another book.
Oh, your notebook.
Oh, notebook. It's very... you write a lot. You take notes off the boards and things like that. And if you miss out on one lesson, it's like, you know, end of the world. Because you have to catch up and you have to see the person that was with you. Because different students, different subjects.
So your classmates change for each subject.
That's right. That's right.
Can you go back, because you jumped from doing level 4 English to TPC.
That's right.
That's the two extremes, the beginning and
the
end. That this will be the end for you at TAFE.
That's right.
What do you do in between those two?
After level 4, I've done EFS.
What does it stand for, EFS?
English for Further Study. That was for 6 months, but was full on. Study, homework, and homework and study. That's it. No other than that. So, yeah, it's really, really good. It's very hard work, but...
did you learn English?
You learn a lot. Note-taking, bibliography, research, and the teacher, she's a really good helper. Her name is Jenny.
There are many teachers, but Jenny Jarvis is the one that does the writing.
Writing, yes. The writing, and that's when you have a lot of work, is the writing, because sometimes you have to do report by end of the semester or the course, and she helps a lot. She really does. And if you need anything, she'll do anything if she knows you're working. But if you're not working, you'll cop it bad. So she's a really good teacher. I still go around and say hello to her because she's in Building D. And I've
so
done...
that was EFS?
For 6 months.
For 6 months. And then?
And then I've done CGVE, which is a certificate, a general vocational certificate, vocational educational.
It's like equivalent to, for people who haven't finished year 10.
That's right.
How many years is that?
It's one year full-time.
1 year full-time. What are the subjects?
English, humanity, math, science, computer.
Mm-hmm. Humanities.
Like history, geography. You can study. History. It's very good. The teacher is really good. His name is Tom.
Tom, yeah.
So he's good. In CGVE, for humanity, all you have to do, understand what the teacher is writing on the board, what he's explaining, get involved, ask questions, and things like that. We also did research. Each one picked a different country, and we sat at the library for maybe a few lessons until everyone finished, and then he checked it out. So it's good. It's really good. It's not as hard as EFS, because if you do EFS, you've got the basic.
Yeah. It's only 6 months.
It's only 6 months. But in CGVE, because maybe it's over a year, and it's all portfolio assessments and things like that. So I didn't find it very, very hard, even though I had a baby in this year. But when I came back, I was able to catch up. And
so that's CGVE. And then after CGVE, you did...
Now what I'm doing now, TPC. So now TPC, I'm back to EFS.
Yeah, so it's higher level.
It's really higher level. And because I want to do psychology later on, so I need math, English, and science. And the English is my second language, so sometimes I still find it difficult to find the words that describe what I want to say.
Yeah.
But dictionary always handy. And some help. The good thing is you've got tutor help center.
Learner support center.
That's right.